Om Shri Paramatmane Namah. The greatest saints have said, nobody can be permanently happy by only enjoying the pleasures of the world through senses. In brief, they say that real happiness exists inside, not outside. Real happiness does not come from objects, things, relations. No, real happiness is inside of every one of us. This is the gist of the teachings of all great saints. Now, when this search is started to find permanent happiness inside, one has to change the way of life. So for the experience of the permanent peace and happiness, now this trend of life of seeking pleasure out of ourselves by having the contact of the senses through the object, it is to be turned about. It is to be totally different, opposite to it. Now the energy is not sent outside of us. We start conserving the energy in us. When we withdraw to ourselves and the flow of the energy, instead of going out, it starts going inside of us, then certain changes start happening in the body, in the mind, both. The energy starts flowing, instead of flowing outward, the energy starts going from down to upwards. This starts happening. And for that, you have to discipline sexual activity. There's no other way out. Because energy is neutral and energy is limited. When you send the sexual energy out of yourself to a male or a female, there is the birth of a child. If you conserve the energy within yourself and go on having it upwards and upwards, there will be a rebirth of your own self. You give birth to a child out of yourself, you give another birth to your own self inside. The birth of the divine soul inside. Through the same energy. The same energy flows out, the same energy works inside. Energy is neutral. So, there is no other way out except to have discipline. This discipline upon sexual matters is necessary. But there are certain important points. It is not going to happen within a day or within a week or within a month. Not like that. Don't try like that. It needs training, discipline, and change of style of life for a long time. Step by step, gradually. And it is for this reason that after thousands of years of experience of the humanity, the civilized people came to the conclusion that marriage is the best thing, the marriage is the institution through which this energy can be disciplined in a better way. But what is marriage? Marriage means two persons have decided that now for this sexual activity, we two are here satisfying our desires with each other and with nobody else. What does it mean? From the many, the activity is now restricted to two. It is a gradual limitation, disciplining. So from many to two, and from two to yourself. Even in marriage life, it should not go on happening This is the bloody thing. How long one should go on doing all these things? Marriage does not mean one should go on having, and marriage is not meant only for this. Saints say, even in married life, true love develops only in the lives of those husbands and wife who have discipline on sex, voluntarily, willingly, with understanding, not forcibly. They come to the conclusion, and cooperating with each other, then they try to evolve themselves. Then in the end, true love develops. So this is the situation there. But it is not necessary. Some people may have the discipline even without marriage. As large number of people, though married, do not have the discipline. It is an individual training. Spirituality is an individual journey, but just I have explained the purpose of married life. One of the great curses of Western society is that people are trying to search happiness in new and new partners. Oh, that partner was not all right, probably the right one will be now. And after 2 years, the second one also becomes useless. Probably now more. No, that's not the way. One may marry, one may not marry. But if married, then try to stay there as long as it is possible. And accept the challenges. When two personalities meet together, some conflict is bound to happen. Because two persons have come from different cultural background. Their cultural background is different, their education is different, their likings, dislikings may be different, food habits may be different. So many different things are there. They have come from different families. And just to expect the another person to be just in harmony with my habits is not the right thing. In fact, when there are different types of people meeting together, as husband and wife, there is a great opportunity for the development of the great virtue of patience and tolerance. Another person does not like the food which I like, and just to quarrel on the matter in that, oh no, either this or that is foolishness. Let it be cooked and let be cooked. What is the problem? Like that, tolerance, patience develop. These qualities develop. So, one may be married, one may not be married. Control over sexual activity has to be there. Only then that inner growth is possible, otherwise not. It should be gradual, step by step, step by step. Between the husband and wife or the partners, it should be an experiment to rise above the sexual activity. There are three stages. Firstly, this stage of sexual activity remains there. It's natural. Then it should be minimized. The next stage comes, the emotional relationship. Three stages are there, the physical, the emotional, and after the emotional comes the spiritual, like that, which I explained probably last time also with the example that a lotus is born in the mud, in the pond. The mud is there, the lust is there, don't hate it, but it should be hated if it remains only lust. The lotus should come out of it, the lotus of love should come out of this mud. And if the lotus has come and if there is no fragrance, the lotus is also useless. So after love, the love should become limitless. In the beginning it is limited love towards some. Then it becomes limitless, infinite, which is known as devotion, bhakti. Then you realize the self, realize God, like that.